just leaves me to say thank you so much for those wonderful tributes to George. I speak here in great awe of my old headmaster, and I really do mean that. I was so pleased that Jill and Ian chose that passage from Corinthians for today's reading. Usually it takes place at wedding service, unusual to have it on a day like this, but so appropriate, particularly because I remember George with great passion. And I do think he was a man of great passion, saying to us boys, I think it was in the sixth form, if you want to understand what the Christian faith is about, if you want to get behind the mind of one of the greatest minds there has ever been, the mind of St. Paul, read 1 Corinthians. You boys must read 1 Corinthians. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Faith, hope, and love abide, these three, ends the chapter, but the greatest of these is love. And although George was often a stern and severe and a strict headmaster, he was a very loving headmaster too. He knew his pupils well. I don't know, but I imagine he was good and encouraging to his staff. He certainly knew me as a little boy. As an 11-year-old, I was terrified at being in Harding House, because Harding House had a reputation for boxing. And although I was quite a plucky 11-year-old, quite a long reach, I did not enjoy the trip to Church Crookham, to the Army Gymnasium Centre, where we had to spend all day sitting around a tortoise stove waiting for our bout. And I met up against more than my equal and got quite a nasty walloping. But George, at the end of the bout, came up to me and said, "Well done, Tuck, that was a plucky fight. Well done." I felt absolutely great. And I became head of boxing, although every year I was always end up with a bloody nose and never won a bout. George, too, was so integrated into the town and did such an amazing amount of work in threading together the institution of the school and the town. I remember so well how enthusiastic he was for the Farnham Festival, how enthusiastic he was for the miracle plays in the Bush Courtyard. Although I always think of the Bush Courtyard and the time when George rightly played God. Who else could play God but the headmaster? But the joke was, the only place where he could appear as God was from the ladies' lavatory window. And he saw the joke of that too. When I came here, I pulled his leg about that, and we had quite a chuckle about it. I remember so well too biology lessons before the days of laboratories at the grammar school. Laboratory lessons in biology took place in the Baxter's kitchen. Dissections took place on their draining board. And Peggy, I'm sure, had a succession of schoolboys like myself going through, always with a kind word, always encouraging, although we were really quite in awe of our biology master. And although he failed to get me through my A-level biology, I remember so well to this day George saying, "You boys, although you may not learn very much in the biology lessons, whenever you eat your lamb chop, look at it, wonder at the textures of the muscles, identify the tendons, pick out the spinal cord, note where the cartilage is." And to this day, when chestnuts start falling in the rectory garden, I always think of George saying, When you pick up a chestnut, break it open, you're the first person who've ever seen it. That's what Serendipity is all about. He was a great teacher. He was a good man. He gave so much to this town. I got to know him in latter years as his parish priest. It was a privilege to minister to him. His whole life, as we heard, was rooted in his faith. A week would never go by without George being here to make his communion. A week would never go by without some words of encouragement to the clergy. A week would never go by when he would not make some specific and penetrating remark about what was going on in the world. All of us need to find a good teacher in our lives. I was blessed that I found one and was taught by one. I'm sure all of you too will want to thank God today for all that George has given to you. We thank God for him. We commend him to the love and mercy of God. We pray for his family, and we pray that all that he has left to this town may be continue to grow and flourish, and that his memory may be treasured for many years to come.